This is Leslie Von Holten of Chase County, Kansas, with another HPPR Radio Readers Book Bite. Most of the books in this season's Radio Readers list are about children crossing cultures and the rough waters they must navigate to do so. Young teenager Sequoia, the narrator in Brandon Hobson's Where the Dead Sit Talking, is himself navigating a triple whammy of culture crossing. He's placed with a new foster family while his mom is in jail. He's Cherokee, now living with white people. And he's a teenager, that universal crossing experience from child to adult. Sequoia is a good kid who shirks dumb rules. He gets in trouble for leaving his group home, for walking to homeless camps, for simply exploring the world. He smokes some, but mostly he's respectful and appreciative of his odd but kind foster parents. His behavior is more as a kid untethered rather than openly defiant. He's on input, taking in the world and its strange information, almost overloading with the stories and characters he encounters. For instance, in Little Crow, his new town, there might be a strange cult there, Sequoia wonders. Why do all of the women wear their hair long like that? And where are those skirts? And what is going on with these photos of his foster sister, Rosemary? But then school the next day is so boring, and the questioning is almost forgotten. As a foster kid, he gets sick of being asked all the time, "Sequoia, how are you feeling?" But then when he's left alone, the loneliness is crushing. To me, Sequoia is a refreshingly real character. Sometimes he boils over in an ugly way. Then later, he is just frustratingly laconic. Like nearly every teenager I have known, he is looking for the edges of acceptable behavior in a stormy world. And although we know the storms are never set off by him, well, it certainly feels that way sometimes. Rarely do we find teenagers so sympathetically depicted in novels, these complicated and dangerous and delicate beings among us. The strange cultural dissonance that Sequoia straddles reminded me of the teenage characters often found in Miriam Taves's early novels, especially A Complicated Kindness. In that, teenager Nomi Nickel doesn't quite understand why her Mennonite family has fallen apart. Her parents, and she and her sister, are being pulled by competing cultures, and her negotiation of give and take is failing. Instead, Nomi is forced to walk alone, she feels, with contrasting indicators from her church, her loving but absent mother, or her beloved punk rock and Lou Reed records. They burn a scorched earth approach to life before her, paths that go in complicated directions. How is a child to know which way to go? Similar to the strange, fever, dreamlike moments in Sequoia's story, Nomi's also presents moments that make no sense and are therefore noted, but then set aside. I remember these teen years myself, suddenly seeing the adults around me as not being the know-all and wise people I had believed them to be. They were flawed, and often kind of weird, and had pasts that didn't make sense. In that way, I related to Sequoia. Being a teenager is almost too much to compute. This is radio reader Leslie Von Holten hoping you'll join us in reading Where the Dead Sit Talking by Brandon Hobson. Find more at hppr.org or like us on Facebook. 10,000 words swarm around me.